Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
They took out the Cleveland Browns in what was, I would say, Solano, their most complete game to date. They dominated every facet of this game. They absolutely killed Cleveland every way, up and down, run game, pass game, defense, turnover battle. I mean, really, the only thing you could say is a complaint today is the special teams for the Dolphins for the opening drive kickoff return and Jason Sanders forgetting that he needs to kick extra points. But other than that, pretty, pretty perfect game.
Yeah, this one is going to overtime, Tobin. I'm sorry, but the Bills kicker did not pull a Jason Sanders. Damn. And this one's going to overtime. But just look at the Dolphins' very first drive. So after, you know, kind of a collapse on that opening kickoff, like you mentioned, and then the Browns marching down the field, Jacoby Brissett looking pretty solid in that first drive. The Dolphins' response was maybe the most balanced offensive series I've seen from the Dolphins in, I mean, Tobin, you got to help me out here. 2 decades, seriously. Like,
I don't 40, know, dude. I
42
mean, like,
yards passing, 42 yards passing, 42 yards rushing. Jeff Wilson on that opening series, 33 yards on 3 carries. Tua with a little fakesies, gets the defender up in the air, gets around him, throws it to Alec Ingold. He gets his first receiving touchdown of the year. And you didn't even need Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle on that opening drive. It was just a thing of beauty, and it was kind of setting the tone for the rest of the game. This was all around, other than Jason Sanders, all around just the best Dolphins victory of the season, Tobin.
It was 7-3. It was super complete. And it's funny, like, this is – We have sung his praises all season, deservedly so. And you don't even know who I'm saying yet, but Mike McDaniel is a true guru, but this is gotta be the game he has always envisioned when he took this job. Between the balance, the way the running game was, the guys that were involved. This was a Mike McDaniel guy's game, okay? It was Ingold, it was Jeff Wilson Jr., Mostert, and it was Sherfield. Those guys balled out today, and those are all Mike McDaniel guys. They all execute his system to perfection, and everybody's so scared now, the dynamic duo that is Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, understandably so. But this just shows you now, you know, in a game where everybody says Tua is buoyed by his receivers, sure, they have the threat of them, but today, you know, he did not rely on them time in and time out. He spread that ball around to everybody, spread the wealth, and Jeff Wilson Jr., dude, this guy runs with such a ferocity, such an anger to him. Like, it's that to me is something that's really, really impressive. I love this guy. I don't know how Dolphin fans can't be already in love with what Jeff Wilson's bringing to the table.
Dolphin, we've got a running game.
It's amazing, dude. We got the whole package.
Let's go.
Look at him, dude. He's lowering the shoulder. Then, like, nobody wanted to tackle him. Everybody come in here. Chub, 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 chub. This, chub. First of all, we know who the best one in the family tree was there today. It was Bradley, okay? Because the pass rush was unbelievable today. It was a force. Not having to get all gimmicky. This was 4 or 5 guys going and getting pressure on Jacoby Brissett. And the guy in Nick Chubb, who is, yes, arguably the best running back in the league, you wouldn't know it by watching today. The Dolphins, it was like a Landon Roberts set the tone early with that just amazing tackle on him. I thought the linebackers did a fantastic job today. Just a complete ass whooping, Solana. They manned him up, and it was great to see.
Yeah, man. Just so balanced. It really was. Like you mentioned, McDaniel's guys just showing off today. And I'm watching this game, and you're saying, wow, they finally got it together. And McDaniel told us, right, all season long regarding the running game, it'll come around. He's been saying that. It'll come around. And, I mean, you can't credit Chris Greer enough and Mike McDaniel for going out and getting his guy. But what a difference Jeff Wilson makes. Credit to Raheem Mostert as well. He didn't even get touched on that touchdown run he had, which was impressive as hell. But Jeff Wilson, after the Dolphins get the turnover on downs, the game was pretty much over there. But one play, they hand it off, and Jeff Wilson, the cut he makes on the defender to get around him, Tyreek Hill's hugging him at the 5-yard line before they even get into the end zone. I mean, if you had to draw up the perfect running and passing attack offensively for the Dolphins, the perfect situation, you got it today. You got it today. This was it right here. And Tobin, we talked about this 4-game stretch maybe too much, right? Like maybe we've kind of talked about it a little bit and it's been a little overblown, but we kept saying, if you can get 3 of these 4, I mean, that's huge. That's great. The Dolphins are going into their bye 7-3. You know, the Vikings, I hate them right now. There's a chance the Dolphins can be first place in the division, even if they're not. I mean, they're right there, neck and neck with Buffalo. They're putting the pressure on Buffalo now, and Josh Allen keeps trying to tackle dudes, and that injury isn't going anywhere. You have the Texans. There's a chance this team can be 8-3.
There's generally no team right now in this league I don't think they can hang with. If you told me they had Kansas City next week, I'm going to believe in the Dolphins, even if it's in KC. I guess the only question that's really remaining is, like, what does this look like in the cold weather? And this is the type of game that gives you confidence in that, because you're not going to have to rely all on bombs down the field, bombs over the middle when they try and take stuff away. Like, that was the thing that was inspiring about today is, okay, we know that they were trying to take away Cheetah and Waddle over the middle deep. We know that was going to be Cleveland's great adjustment. And the Dolphins' plan B, plan C, everything worked. They were still able to execute. And a lot of that has to go to what Tua was able to do. He was so good in finding other options today. And just, I mean, like, some of the crisp passes that he had today, just they were unbelievable, dude. Like, the way he's able to just put it in spots where only his receivers can go get it. This is what Tyreek Hill was talking about when he's saying, like, this is the most accurate pass in the league. He has such an ability to put it in a place where his receivers can go make the play and nobody else. And I think it was just a thing of beauty to watch. And this is a stat from Brett Bresciason from the Dolphins media relations department. Tweets out, the Dolphins are now 14-1 in the last 15 games. Tua has finished 13-2 in the last games that he has started. And I mean, that's amazing. And he got the MVP chance today.
Got the MVP chance, man.
Technically,
though, got him.
Did he finish today's game? I mean, so what does that start? Because Skyler came in a mop-up duty. It's a very weird one for that stat. That's why I say that's been a weird stat for a while. I just say they're 14-1 in games where he has not almost died.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. And I loved your text. You texted me right towards the end of the game. I mean, the Browns got Skylered.
Skylered, dude.
And Skyler came out, got a completion. The Dolphins didn't punt today. The first time the Dolphins haven't punted in a game since 2003. I believe it's only the fifth time in franchise history that they go, what is it, 48 minutes, 60 minutes? How many minutes do we play again 60. In the NFL? 60, yeah. 60 minutes. And they don't punt the football. And, you know, as much as we miss old Tommy Morstead, like, bro, you don't need him right now because this Dolphins offense can't be stopped. It's crazy, Tobin. It is crazy. 39 points. It's the third straight game they put up 30 or more points. First time they do that since 2009 when they did it for 4 straight games. Like, just every game now we're getting to this point where all these stats offensively and all these records offensively the Dolphins are breaking that they haven't been able to do since they were a really good organization back in the early 2000s. And you're finally seeing it all come to fruition. 3 straight weeks. This is no longer, you know, there's no longer that wiggle room for people to say, well, the Dolphins are benefiting from bad teams. And no, this was a good defense they went up against. the Browns' record, I don't think, is indicative of how good they are. And the Dolphins were able, other than that first drive, to totally shut them down running the football. And Teron Armstead and that offensive line, shout out to Teron Armstead, by the way, like, had ice on his calf, said, hey, my vacation doesn't start till tomorrow, bruh. And he came back out there. Tua doesn't get touched. Doesn't get touched. And another thing you mentioned about Tua, because at the end of the half, he was throwing darts. There was a third and seven out to Jalen Waddle that the cornerback, the DB is literally off his feet, full extension, and it just skates right by his fingertips, right into Waddle's hands.
Yep.
And then that touchdown pass to Sherfield was as impressive of a throw I've seen from Tua. But there was a play in the third quarter, Tobin, where it was a bad snap. Tua kind of like deflects it up to himself. He catches it and immediately just went down.
Slayed down. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And to me, it was what you had brought up to me, right? Where he's going to have to start showing that maturity of, hey, don't try to extend a play when it's just not there. That play, as it was maybe the worst play of scrimmages today from the Dolphins, to me, showed the steps Tua's taken already. Not just his ability to kind of, you know, just take this offense down the field on every series, but also him understanding his value to this team.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Well, I think that's what I think that's a great word for today's game for him. I just thought it was such a mature game from him because, you know, I think maybe a guy even in the first 3 weeks of the season, you know, maybe tries to force some things down the field and really like he just operated today like such a veteran surgeon, carving them up in every manner that they could. And I think a lot of that had to do with like, look, they didn't have a good place to attack the Dolphins in this game. They knew that they had to try and take away the Penguin and the Cheetah today. But other than that, what was going to be their answer? And so everybody else ate off of that. I think that was what was so impressive. And still, like, look, it's not like Tyreek and Jalen were ghosts. They still had big catches today, but it just wasn't like all of the monster numbers didn't go to them. It was very the wealth was spread all around. And Tua deservedly so. I was happy to see that the fan base gave him MVP chance today. Like this guy deserves that. He has been through a lot of crap. And you're starting to see, like we've talked about this, we've been on check with all the national narratives and the buzz around him. But, you know, everybody's starting to kind of come around on this and answer for their crimes on the things that they said about this man. And some are still dopes, like Colin Cowherd, who said it's a half truth that he's great, dummy. You can't win them all. You know, some people will want to go down to the ship like a bunch of message board wackos, but that's okay. Colin doesn't have to, for whatever reason, the guy who went from his documentary to now just wants to cover every base of his opinion on Tua. He doesn't want to believe. That's fine. You know what? Those are the people who are just going to look like morons by this, but I just feel like he is growing into such a complete quarterback all over the place. This was just an absolute throttling the Dolphins put on them. And I got to think that Mike McDaniel go in that locker room today. I'm sure we'll get the speech either later tonight or tomorrow, but he's got to be in so many ways. He said he wanted this team to come into it and be going into the bye week with that 7-3 record. He has to be so thrilled with the all-around win today was.
If I would have told you coming into today's game that the Dolphins would put up 39 points and essentially rout the Browns. I mean, 39-17, I guess it's not really a rout, but they blew them out. Like, this game wasn't that close in the second half. If I would have told you that they were able to do that and Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill would only have 9 catches combined for 110 yards, you would have told me there's no way. Like, it's impossible. There's no way that that's going to happen. And even more so, if I would have told you that the Dolphins would rush for 195 yards between Mostert and Wilson, once again, you would have told me there's no way that, like, we haven't seen that team. So,
I'm with you, man. And I think the thing that's also great about it is just like we have seen so many times this year the complimentary football back and forth, where like, offense has been good for a pocket of the game. The defense has been good for a pocket of the game. They were good basically from the first time the Dolphins touched the football till the end of the game. Everybody just fed off of each other. The defense was great. That, you know, Zach Sealer, huge turnover, finally getting the ball to Xavien Howard, getting that paw in there because he's a big old grizzly bear. Christian Wilkins was a monster today. He was chasing fools down. I really felt like that the line, you know, Jerome Baker and Alandon Roberts set the tone with how hard they were hitting today. And the pass rush looked great, dude. It was just all around. It really was just a great performance from the Miami Dolphins.